Welcome to Nairobi Chapel Embakasi. We grow deep to reach wide.
And so this month we're talking about going, Matthew 28. One of the things I hope we can understand, guys, is we have all been sent. There's this notion that we assume that it is only pastors who have been called and sent. And yet Matthew 28 does not necessarily talk to pastors. I say the volunteers that dwell in Nafanya Kazi Kanisa. It just says go. And I hope we can catch that this year. And it's not to say to Nenda Crusade, Bakasi. No, that's what I'm saying. That might happen, it's due. But it says that we as those who believe in Christ need to purpose to go and make disciples. Amen? Turn your Bibles to Matthew 28. We're going to read the whole chapter. Matthew 28. Only 20 verses. Matthew 28, I'm reading from the NIV. I used to read from the KJV until I was told, Buddha. Unachanganisha watu kidogo, pona soma kizungu watu wanaelewa. Matthew 28. Verse 1 to 20, if you're there, say amen. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Verse 11, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while you were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him. Tutamwambia, and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Imagine. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It is a privilege to share your word this new year, my God. We never assumed that we'd be here, Jehovah. This is your doing. You've allowed us the new year, the new day. And so thank you. As we share your word, Jehovah, as usual, my Father, help us, because this is your word, it's not ours. Holy Spirit of God, open up your word into every heart today, and to those that will be listening in this space and all around the world. And may you, Holy Spirit, give understanding. And not just understanding, but boldness to do what your word tells us to do. Empower us like never before. In Jesus' name, you all shout.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, you all shout.
Amen.
Guys, how many of you at the beginning of the year normally have questions on how the year will go? Like, hitherto, kutaenda vipi? How, Jehovah? bwana hizi tax zitatoka, zingine zitatoka ama, you know, will the fuel go up or not? Those are questions we have. Will my kids be okay? You know those ones. Huyu homa yake hii itaisha ama? I'm noticing Zara is growing taller by the day. Huyu atanipita huyu ama? Siko nini nacheka hapo? Sielewi, you laugh, you understand? You know, look at her and I'm wondering, where are you going? I told her very openly, by the way, if you can repeat a height, find your place. Ah, yeah. I'm just hearing news. I know we all have questions. Do you still have questions about even your Christian life? How will it be? Many quit on the Christian life last year. Many, you know them. Some you don't know by name. Brothers, sisters, nephews, cousins, whatever. Will we still have these same people at the end of the year? Will we have new guys joining us? You know, those are questions as pastors we ask. You know, even as a believer, me nakongana maswali mingi. Me, I have questions. I still don't understand why Elijah had to go to heaven with the chariot of fire. You know, when I see dramatic people, I realize God is also very dramatic. Did he have to take the guy up in the chariot of fire? Like we're told in the book of Genesis, it's Genesis. Enoch was no more. So why allow this one to go in a chariot of fire? I was like, okay, really? There's questions I have. Why was Moses not allowed into the promised land? At Jutuali Jam. But he was rightfully angry. It's not like I'm going to church up at Indo himself. Why did Adam have to and Eve have to take the fruit? I'm going to meet the young Lorizan. Oh, Jamali to Mesba. Like, why? I love movie and Kumbuja Buddha. You see. Usiulize maswali mingi sana, hata mimi kuna swali mingi about you. Why were we created? Those are questions I ask. One of the things I want to tell you from the off, guys, if you have questions this year, take them to the Lord. Don't take them in the wrong places. Because if you do, itakuwa shida. And so, Titus asked the same question when he was talking here last month. When it comes to sharing the word of God, do I have to do it? Do you know, even as pastors, we ask that question. Ilea, Jehovah, with all due respect, you called me. You took me from what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an engineer. You called me. I didn't call myself. Then you gave me a space to minister. And I minister faithfully every Sunday. Why do I still have to go out of this space and share the goodness of God with that others? Do you ask those questions? I know some, if not most of us, ask that question. And so I think around September of last year is when I sensed the Lord starting to talk to me about, speak to the people about the Great Commission. Remind them what it is all about. So no wonder huyu jamaa akipreach, sijui kama simu yangu anakuanga na password ama hii, you know, the time my laptop was not working, remember? So sijui kama, anyway. So we're going to be talking about going. And today we want to answer the question, why we have to share the loving message of Jesus Christ. And I know he gave the answers, like in the job, because I asked him to just share one a message per Sunday, I'll cram everything together. So me, I'll just break it down, what he shared with us. And so I'll just, it will be a very simple message. I'm not going to go very deep. Like the first Sunday of the year, really? So it's going to be very direct, straightforward answers that I hope will encourage us, will remind us of why God created us, then saved us, then now is asking us to do what his son did when he was here on earth. Amen? Aya, rakaraka, number one. Why do we have to go and share the loving message? Number one, it is clear and a sure sign when you're doing it that you know, believe, and love Jesus Christ. When you're going out there, you are telling others, you're telling us, you're telling the Lord that Jehovah, I know you, I believe you, and I love you. Let me read some passages from John 14. Jesus is about to die. Already, he has told everyone, his disciples, those close to him, was saying, guys are very discouraged. First of all, the initial responses were, this guy is crazy. He said, I'm a cheesy. How are you dying for us? What is that? What does that even look like? What do you mean by that? So most of his disciples left. Even his own family forsook him at the very end. But then the close disciples wanted to know. So they were asking many questions. This is what Thomas asks in John 14, 5. Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Because he told them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I am going because I know the way. Me ndio nilitoku fanya hiyo kazi. Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him because of Meniona. To this, Philip, one of the disciples, also asks, and say, okay, this Father you're talking about, as we know the Father of the Old Testament, show us the Father then. Tuambie. Now imagine a ambia. Then this is what he tells them in verse 12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. Let me repeat that again. If you believe in me, you will do the works I have been doing. And you will do even greater things than I have done. Because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands. Jesus has addressed knowing him, believing him, and loving him. One of the greatest signs that you know the Lord, that you believe him and you love him, is when you spread his good news. So my question is, do you know the Lord? Do you believe him? And do you love him? Because Alisema, if you believe me, you will do the works I have been doing. And what did Christ come to do? But to save the lost, to tell them of the good news of himself. And so Alisema, greater works than this. And now our friends on the other side of Jericho Kusema, the greater works means miracles and power and walking on water. Yes, power. But it is also in sharing the goodness of the Lord. So if you know the Lord Jesus, if you believe him, and if you love him with all of your heart, we must obey him. And Matthew 28 is a command. Let's go. Spreading the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ is a command. It is not a request. And it is not only to pastors. It is to all who know the Lord, who believe the Lord, and who love the Lord. Amen? Aye, aye, number one. Number two, why do we have to go? Sharing Christ is a gift and a spiritual discipline expected of us, and it has a blessing. This is what he talked about. In October of 2022, we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. One of the gifts we talked about is evangelism. And I shared very keenly with us, because Emma, some gifts of the Spirit are given to all. On top of that gift of the Spirit, the evangelism. Turn to your neighbor, say my neighbor. Je, unajua, wewe, ni, mchungaji. One day, this year maybe, nitaenda kwa hiyo mahali. Oh, katika jina la Yesu. One of the gifts you've all been given, guys, is the evangelism. And it is given to all of us simply because of the Holy Spirit. None of you, when you receive Christ, ati Yesu unasemanga, naona nikaa Holy Spirit, mtapelekana poa. So, wacha nikunyime. No, all of you have the Spirit of God, if you've received it. So if you have the Spirit of God inside of you, and the gift of the Spirit of God of evangelism is free, then it goes without saying, na hii najua mtaniangalia vibaya, we are all evangelists. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord again. Yeah. That does not mean you go to Kenko. Amen? Imanishi ni crusade. It just means you need to share the love of Christ the best way you know how. You tongelelea. It does not mean you keep quiet with the good news of the Lord. Aye, that's the gift of the Spirit. Last year in October, we talked about the spiritual discipline of evangelism. Evangelism is one of the only things that is both a gift and a discipline. We have to train ourselves to godliness. Look at that in the month of October. How you do it is take every opportunity you get to do the evangelism. That's the spiritual discipline. To share. I know it's a big word, so itoe kidogo. Just talk about sharing the goodness of God. So we must train ourselves. The blessing is simple. Please hear me. The blessing of the gift of the Spirit and the spiritual disciplines is fruitfulness. In other words, sanctification. In other words, godliness. You are more godly if you exercise the gift of God inside of you and are spiritually disciplined in the things of God. It is that simple. God's blessing of our lives is godliness. Hii ingine ni sisi tunajazanga. Upende, kuna upende mingi, isa iti ingine. Oh, the houses, the cars, the world, sour. But the blessing of God over your life is godliness. Only if you exercise his gifts and are spiritually disciplined. So begin, guys, begin today to share Christ. Because the gift is inside you. And he expects it because it, if we discipline ourselves to it, we'll be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Aya, number three. Why do you have to share the goodness of God? The world offers no hope for tomorrow. Only Jesus Christ does. Let me say it again. The world will never offer you any hope for tomorrow. Never. Never. I know you're not going to kusikia, but it will not offer you any hope for tomorrow. It will never. It tries to, even in things like getting insurance. But you know very well that, having insurance does not mean ati uwezi kutwa. Mimi nilikutwa twice, PSP kaenda mara mbili. I was like, Jehovah, you're a child, and I be a PSP. The world offers no hope for tomorrow. Let me read James 4, 13-17. Now listen. James 4, 13-17. I'll just read. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why do you not even know, why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, it is the Lord's will. We will live and do this or that. As it is, verse 16, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. What the word of God consistently directs us to, guys, is to not boast about tomorrow. Boasting about tomorrow is the sign of pride in our lives. Because in a way, you figured out your life. You have gained the world. You have gained your whole life. You are the boss of your own life. What the word tells us is that is evil because you have no idea what will happen tomorrow. None of us do. That means I'm not a prophet. I'm not. So my question to us is, what are your thoughts about tomorrow? Are you very confident of yourself in tomorrow, or are you confident of the Lord that knows tomorrow? Where is your confidence? Money, business, know-how, the world will never secure it. Never. Only Jesus does. Do you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? Syllabus ya Christ, the other one. Don't even know who he was. Wanasemanga tu the other Lazarus. Basically, Lazarus was a poor man who worked for this rich man. And the rich man never gave him food, so he would wait for the guy to eat, then take the bakshishis. Zile zimetoka kwa meza. So they both died, went to paradise. And there was separated. Wewe, God, wewe, kuchi. This is the Bible. This is story. And the rich man looks and sees Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. God allowed that. That does not happen in real life. Hiyo ni Mungu tu aliyalaw. Na yeye akichomeka, the turmoil of hell, he sees the poor man Lazarus enjoying life. Yes, I begin. Then he goes, eh, Moses, you warn my people who don't know about Ima Alija Mame and your story is too late. The rich man never cared of tomorrow, never placed his heart in the owner of tomorrow. He placed it in his own confidence and boasting and pride. He died. Where is your confidence? If you assume that you know tomorrow, all about tomorrow, you are boasting and are full of pride. The Bible said it is evil. So I want to ask you very confidently to repent. The reason I'm talking about this is simply because the world offers no hope for tomorrow. The more we share in the goodness of God, the more we are helping guys to come out of the boasting of tomorrow, the assuming that miniko sawa, just because I have tomorrow figured out. Do you remember what COVID did to us? It messed with our heads. We're like, ah! Did nobody just know what was going to happen? Who are these? Who are these leaders of ours? Kwani tumekaa kufanya kazi gani? It challenged our confidence of tomorrow. And I kid you not, if you refuse the Lord, that will happen to inconsistent. You assume kesho uko sawa, unajua. You are figured out. Huh? Life happens, then you crash and you're like, haya. Where is your confidence? What God is calling us to is to share in his goodness that many might come out of the hope of the world here tomorrow. God is asking us to direct them to him. Amen? Aya, tuendelee. Titus 2:11 to 14, let me just say this. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. This is still the same. What we need to direct people to is to the blessed hope of Christ. The only hope for tomorrow, guys, the only hope for tomorrow is not the one. It is not insurance, it is not money, it is not a job, it is not good fellowship. No, it is Jesus. That is the blessed hope of tomorrow. The world is teaching us that if we make sure that we are okay, that if I do everything correctly, my tomorrow is secure. No, it's not. If it is not in Christ, it's not secure. I'm telling you the truth. The only blessed hope for tomorrow is Christ. That is why we need to share the goodness of God. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. My prayer is that all of us might see tomorrow. But I don't know. The Bible says, teach me to number my days, that I may know you. Teach me to number my days. Means my time is limited, so help me to make good use of my limited time. So my prayer, guys, share the goodness of God, because you just don't know about tomorrow. Amen? But pastor, still the same point. I don't pray. I don't read the scriptures. I don't really believe in what you're saying, because me, I've been seeing tomorrow for the last 20 years. So, history is fake. What are you talking about? I want to tell you very boldly, very openly. The reason God allows even those who do not know him to see tomorrow is his grace and his mercy. He's a very merciful God. Now, because you know, if you choose to continue in the same, you're sinning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number four. Why do we have to share? Why? People are dying daily and many are going into the real damnation of hell daily. Guys, how many people die every day? Rough number in the world. Because meanza kuni switch off. How many? Rough number? 1 billion? Sorry? 500,000, going once, 500,000. Mingine. How many? Or let's say, how many people die in total last year? Maybe not a specific sum. Rough figure. Tuwe sabu. Futaki kusewa na mambaya. Yuko number four. 60 to 70 million people die every year. And here is my issue with that number. I think, I may be very wrong, but I think because the numbers of those who know Christ are few compared to the world figures, many of these don't know Christ. I'm going to say my wrong. 60 to 70 million people die every year. What if, let me ask this question. Do you know somebody who died last year? We do. Even this year, already. Why? Of the guys, and I'm going to be very, polite, I'm going to be unfair on asking them. Did they die knowing Christ? And if they did, to say that they didn't know, is it your fault that they didn't know Christ? If you are close to them. When I saw the number of 60 to 70 million, I was taken to the book of Ezekiel that warns us that if guys die without having told them about Christ, it is our fault. Of the 60 to 70 million, how many were in our spaces to be told of the Lord? But maybe to Lisema, no. Mini King Gay space, the titles were saying, yes, from watching Jemlang. And then maybe from that space, some left. And are now in eternity. You know, eternity is either good or evil. You're either going to spend eternity with Christ or in hell. So I just wonder how many of these were never spoken to about Christ. Or to look at Kasema to yo, me up in this place, maybe me, I'm different. But they are dying. People are dying daily. Today, another 60 or 70 million will die. No, sorry. This year, divide that, is a few hundred thousand today. Guys, the reason it is so important for us to share is because I actually believe, Pastor Fred, you will go pastor, but when you met this gentleman, you never even spoke about the goodness of God in your life. Never. They never even knew you were a believer. Never. And for their lives, I blame you. You have a part to play. So guys, we have a part to play because people are dying. There's this other thing as well. Some of us don't believe there's actually a hell. Most people don't. If you ask the question, I dare you to ask it in your place of work. Please, do you believe in a hell? What are you? Kataenda. Me ni kule raha yangu hapa, boom. Hell is real though, amen? Ama amen hakuna hapo, so I kusema amen hapo, sindiwa? Jesus spoke of hell more than anyone else in the Bible. Let me run to that one. He spoke of hell more than anyone else in the Bible. Just ask or think for a second, why would Christ do that? Why? Of all the things to talk about, why would he speak of hell more than anyone else? Because he knew he is Jehovah. Aya. In the book of Matthew peke yake, listen to the number of spaces he speaks of hell. He calls it the hell of fire in Matthew 5:22. He calls it the place of outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 8:12. He refers to hell as the fiery furnace where lawbreakers will be thrown at the end of age when he returns in Matthew 13:41-42. He calls it the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels in Matthew 25:41. He calls it the place of eternal punishment, Matthew 25:46. And in Mark, he calls it the place of unquenchable fire. Hell is real. The sad thing about hell is it was not prepared for us, the children of God. It was prepared for the devil and his angels because they walikataa direction of Mungu in heaven. The book of Revelation tells us that. But it is sad that those that will refuse God, once we tell them about him, those that refuse him, what I'm joining you on. No wonder the time of eternity will be a very sad time, even for Jehovah. Because we will have to tell some of his children, what say, you are sure. So and I, you know the pain you see when your child is injured and you warn them. What happens on your bike? Evil. You place, but you don't become it again. Ask him. And he told them not to. Then they get injured. Kama he can be a Zanda, Christopher. When was it? Was it? 2 days ago. That's where. Christmas and New Year was a day, this is dream. I told the guy, we live in sharks. Kuna red ants. One of the things I've directed them very well, when you're walking, don't assume it's out to be. I'm a kile. Si mawe ni nyasi. So, ustembe hivi, anza hivi. Zana meshika? Eh. Zana meshika? Yes. Dude went to play. I don't know what he was doing. He's those guys. I like him for that. He can just go and play by himself. So I think he went and stood in a place he can pan back home. Me, I'm in the loo downloading. Praise the Lord. Like all of you don't download, please. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what's going on? Why to make kutu? But the place is so safe. So I took my time. You know, we take our time in that space. Finish what I was doing. Kamaliza, washa mkono, relax. Because not to myself, Mamlango. Daddy, it will be the same in eternity. If Christ tells you change your ways, this is the way to go. Uko hapo, we have time. I'm going to say, you have a cousin, neighbor, friend, whoever, that you say, nikiwa na msee, sitaki kuangusha CV. You, Christo pia, chatu yake huko. God will talk to you. If they die because you never chose to talk to them, you have a part to play. Praise the Lord. Hell is real. Amen? I have to learn number 5. God doesn't hate those who don't know or walk in his ways. Why should we share? Some of us have this notion that God does not like those who don't obey him. Those who have not chosen his way. That God hates them with an everlasting hate. And wants them to die in the fires of hell. That's a lie from the devil. These are children of God. 2 Peter 3:9. Let me read. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Let me read it again. The Lord is not slow, 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with us, not wanting anyone, this is a scripture, anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. This is God's creation. Have you ever seen parents in the court crying over their children, saying msamehen, while they've murdered, killed, stolen, whatever it is? That's Jehovah. You will go to either heaven or hell because of your choice. But just because you're going to hell, don't assume God is like, hey, he's your father, and he wants you to make the right decision. So the reason we have to go is because God loves his creation. He loves them. He created them. Never assume that for some reason God hates Muslims. That's not Jehovah. That's human beings. Never assume he hates Buddhists. At sasa ati yao, mi siyezi ongelesha. Kama Mungu anawachukia, mi naongelesha nini? God loves his creation. If he's placed you in that space, find a way to share his goodness. The Old Testament, I know, portrays a God of wrath. Yes, and he still is. Because if he shows you the way and you don't choose it, your end will not be heaven. But God is love. Amen? God is? And he is love and wants everyone to come to repentance. So usibague tafadhali. Ati hee, huyu aliua. Hata Mungu atamnyorosha. I can't, wajimi. A young man once asked me why Jesus was taking so long to come back. Na sikuwana. It was early on in ministry. Ye pasi, naswali pasi. Mnajuanga maansas. Why is Christ taking so long to come back? And I didn't know until I read this verse. I was like, hiya. It is until his love is shown to everyone in the world that is when he comes back. Until my message is preached to the ends of the earth. The preaching of the message of God is us showing the love of God to the world. Then he will come back. Amen? Somebody's decision is tied to your obedience to spreading the love of the cross. Tafadhali. That's why you must go. Number 6, where must we go after the cross? Going is the most powerful way through which the world is reconciled back to God. After the cross. No wonder you are commanded to go. The truth of the matter is that Adam's sin put us all under the curse of death. That is true. It's not just death, but it's the grave and then hell. Jesus reconciles us back to the Father. John 3:16. If you've not accepted the message of faith, your eternity will not be with the Lord. Here we know. So it means that the only way of reconciling back to God is through Jesus. Yes, tunaelewa. Let me read for us Romans 10:13 to 17 for the point. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, it doesn't matter who they are, will be saved. How then, Paul asks, can they call on one who they have not believed? How can they believe in the one who they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? How can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. Let me repeat what I've just said. After the cross, sharing with others the message of the cross is the most powerful way of reconciling back to God. If you're not sharing the message of Christ, somebody is really missing out on being reconciled back to God. Because how can they go? How will they believe? How will they know? Unless somebody is sent with the message. If us, Romans 10, this portion of scripture, we always assume we are preachers. What work under the call of God in their lives? And that, I mean, I've been always assuming that. That what it says is, you know, for you to be sent, it means God spoke to you. The command in Matthew 28 is for all of us. Translation, we have all been sent as believers. It is time we go. I beg you by the mercies of God. Somebody's reconciliation back to God is dependent on you speaking. I'm not saying you have the power of life and death. I'm talking about some, my heresy, quake, this, oh my God. I'm just saying that maybe, just maybe, the watering of this person's journey to Christ lies in your hands. Share the good message of Christ. We have all been sent. Amen? Number 7, the church began and will survive and grow. Why we have to go? The church began and will survive and grow on sharing the message of the risen Christ. It is how the church began. It is how the church will grow. And it is how the church will survive in our times. Let me read Acts 2, 37-41. When the people in Jerusalem heard this, Peter's message, after receiving the Holy Spirit, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do then, this message of yours?" Peter replied, "Repent of all your sins. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Verse 39, "The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Verse 41 is key. Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. The New Testament church, as we know, began after this. The New Testament church, as we know it, began after it. After the preaching of the message of God, sharing it, asking for guys to respond, and them either accepting or refusing, which gives us a key thing. Just because you're sharing it, imanishi wataitikia. Remember that thing used to be taught in evangelism kitambo? Atukienda pale lazima atareceive Jesus. Fungua kinywa useme I receive. It is some will accept, some will refuse. Your job is not to check on who and how many and do what. That's not how the church started. Those who accepted were baptized, and 3,000 came to the many. That is how the church grew. Guys, for the church to grow, we must go. That's it. It's not gimmicks. So you need a dad and mom. And I'm not throwing jabs. It is not money. It is not beautiful cathedrals and buildings. It is not eloquence and wisdom. The abimunokos is about vacations. See your ISO. It is not opulence and motivation. It is through the spreading of the message of Christ to others. Then they either accept or refuse. And those who accept, we invite to the family. And the believers, then you're told at the end of Acts 2, devoted to true doctrine, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer like we do. Guys, we need to go. We need to go. Unfortunately, in our times, we are being told that we can change in how we do church. That there's other things. Pasi mazuna fakuja pa na Range Rover, and then drive around the Makasa saying, "Praise the Lord." Wana sifiwe. Mungu atakuangukia hivi. Angalia account. Praise the Lord. I had one. Karibu ningilie mtu hapo. One was saying, "Toa mbegu ya $52 every week." Hey, Jehovah. Guys, we need to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Jehovah from the last one. Amen. Niamuisho. Number 8, it is a powerful tool against the enemy of mankind and all who believe in God. That's the devil. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 12. Then war broke out in heaven. This is John speaking of the revelation God gave him. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. This is the devil. And the dragon and his angels fought back. Verse 8, but he was not strong enough and they lost their space in heaven. The great dragon, the devil, was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God and our God day and night has been hurled down. Amerusha kutoka kwa juu. Verse 11. They triumph over him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Hey, why? Therefore rejoice, you heavens, you who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, amejam, because he knows that his time is short. The devil knows that his time is short. The most powerful weapon against the enemy is Jesus Christ. Amen? So in order to defeat him in your life and otherwise, you must speak about him. How, Pastor? Through the blood of the Lamb. We must know the Lamb. We must know Jesus. That's what we're doing. How? Through his word. I mean, to watch here for scripture. That's why we ask you, read the Bible, pray every day. You know, you must know him as a child of God. And the second one, through the word of our testimony. Who do you need to testify to, guys? And I'm sure there is. The book has told us that the only way we have to defeat the devil is through accepting of Christ and our testimony. Have you noticed how just sharing the goodness of God, even with a friend, brings life even to the friend? The word of God is alive. It is like a double-edged sword to the very marrow of your bones. That is because it is the very nature of Christ. If the enemy is on your case, all you need to do is speak the word of God. Remember Christ, what he did in the temptation? It is written. Imagine Christ mwenyewe. And all he should have done is even ignored the devil. Not because he's Jesus, crying out loud. But he was teaching us. Ati, Buddha, imawe bana si unanja. It is written. You know, I looked at Christ, because this is God. He would have easily just, you know those guys that wana kusumbua, single guys. Amen? Praise the Lord. All of us, when you are single, we remember, you know, when in this season we say, I know I'm looking, but watch to hear. So, this person has a kusumbua. You have two choices, or three maybe, I don't know. Ignoring them, because the one got the best. Hey, how are you? Kwani, umekua bubu? Yes. Christ would have easily done that to the devil. But he was teaching us. It is written in the word. That is how we win, guys. If you want to defeat the enemy in your life, it is through the word of God. So are you reading? If you want to testify well, it is through the word of God. Know him. Know him. That is how we defeat him, even this year. Don't forget, guys. If you figure out next week, Wednesday, once you let out a drama, you forget, hey, it is the word of God. Guys, I think you can see. That's all I have for us. I think you can see. I hope you can see why it is important. It is the lives of the world depends on it, or depend on it. There's somebody that needs to know that there is hope for tomorrow. Somebody is maybe just on his way to death, even as we speak. But maybe the hope they need for tomorrow is in you. Tumesema why? It is a clear and sure sign that you know, believe, and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Sharing Christ is a gift and a spiritual discipline, and as a blessing. The world has no hope. The hope is in Christ, so you must share it. People are dying daily, 60 million of them every year. God doesn't hate those who don't know or walk in his ways. He loves creation. He's given them a choice. After the cross, the most powerful way through which the world is going to say back to God is sharing the gospel. The church began and will survive and grow in sharing the message of the risen Christ. And it is a powerful tool against the enemy of mankind.
Join us every Sunday from 11 a.m. at Trubani House off Airport North Road. Have a blessed week.